I'm going to start a new series with you this weekend, and it's called Good God. This is part one, and the title of the message is The Lord is Good to All. If you want to follow this in your Bibles, you can turn with me to Psalm 145, and you'll find message notes and discussion questions on the Bayside Church website and on the app as well. Good God, of course, can be an exclamation, but I don't mean it in that sense. I mean it more as a statement that our God is a good God. And I was just doing some preparation for this the other day, and I picked up my phone, I just flicked it open to the YouVersion Bible app, and I love to look at this every day, and there's a verse of the day. And I thought it was so appropriate as I began this series, because the verse of the day was Psalm 107, verse 1, and it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." God's goodness is a foundation for our lives. It's such a strong foundation. And that's why I want to unpack this over the next 4, 5, maybe 6 weeks. We'll see how we go and look at the goodness of God. Psalm 145, we're not going to read the whole psalm. You can do that in your own time. But this is an amazing psalm. In the original Hebrew language, it's an acrostic. And so each verse begins with successive letters of the Hebrew alphabet. So let's read the first few verses together. Verse 1, Psalm 145. "I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made." It's a wonderful psalm, Psalm of David. As he goes through these 21 verses, he talks about 7 characteristics of God, 7 of God's amazing qualities. They are as follows. Number 1, the Lord is great. Number 2, the Lord is gracious and compassionate. Number 3, the Lord is good. 4, the Lord is faithful. 5, the Lord is righteous. 6, the Lord is near. And 7, the Lord is watching. All wonderful qualities of God that you can sit, read about, meditate on, and make sure that your picture of God is an accurate picture. But I want to unpack verse 9 with you in this message. Psalm 145, verse 9, "The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made." The Lord is good to just Christians? No. The Lord is good to good people? Well, yeah, but that's not the complete picture. The Lord is good to his favorites? No. The Lord is good to all, to every person. How God's goodness has been distorted. I saw a meme years and years and years ago, back in the days when we didn't even call them memes. We called them cartoons. And this particular picture had 4 different pictures within it. And first of them was of an earthquake, and the caption was "Act of God." The second was of a flood, and the caption was "Act of God." The third picture was a cyclone, and the caption, "Act of God." The fourth picture was a beautiful picture of some wonderful scenery, and the caption was, "Isn't Mother Nature wonderful?" And so quite often, all the bad stuff that happens in the world, God gets blamed for, but all the good stuff, well, that's just Mother Nature or random chance or whatever. And so God is sometimes seen as the author of evil, pain, and suffering. And I'm going to address those things during this series as well. But it's so very important that our starting point is the fact that God is good to all. I get concerned when I talk to some Christian people, you know, that they have their God is very small, And the devil is very big. The devil's always doing this to them and that is going on and all of that kind of stuff. The devil this, the devil that. And, you know, it's really important that we remember a couple of things. Number one, the devil is not an omnipresent being, so the likelihood he's actually not giving you a hard time right now. And the second thing is that God is big and the devil is small. So that's good theology, right? Theology 101. God big, devil small. And the other thing we need to remember is God good, devil bad. Let's get them in the right order. Let's have a look at what the scriptures say about God's goodness to all people. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 45, it tells us that God causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. The context here is Jesus talking about love your enemies, pray for your persecutors. And he says, be children of your Father. In other words, be children who are like your Father God, who is good to all. You know, if you're anything like me, you don't really like the people who are nasty to you. You don't really like the people who give you a hard time. You don't really like your enemies. But when we are living a countercultural Christian life, we're told to love our enemies and to pray for our persecutors because that's what God is like. He is good to all people and he's asking us to be children who reflect the nature of our Heavenly Father. The Lord is good to all. Matthew chapter 7, verses 9 to 11. Which of you, Jesus says, or asks, which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? And the word ask there in the original language is the genitive case, which infers persistence. So good gifts to those who ask and keep on asking him. So just like our kids would do when they're little, you know, they kind of grab a hold of your trouser leg or of your skirt and they're pulling it and they're, daddy, 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 mummy, mummy, mummy. And they're persistent and then finally you give in. And so God may be a little bit like that as well. And he says here, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. That word evil is an interesting one. It's one of the cases where we find a word in Greek that doesn't really translate into one English word. So the translators have kind of picked the best English word that they could think of, and the word was evil. But, you know, evil has other connotations. It's more like woo-ha-ha-ha-ha. And God is not saying that we are all evil like that, okay, which is good. The word evil here means to have the potential for behavior that is less than kind. Now, I can be like that. You can be like that. Sometimes our behavior will cause pain to other people. We're not always as good as we could be. That's what that Greek word means. And so Jesus is saying, even though you're not always good as you could be, you are good to your kids. When they ask you for bread, you give them bread. You don't give them a snake or a stone because you know how to be good. And then he says, how much more will your Father in heaven, if you're good, and look at you, how much more will God be good to you? You know how to give good gifts to your children. If you're like that, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Jesus encourages us here to live with the expectation of good because God is good. And not just expecting big good things, but also looking for God's goodness in every detail of every day. You know, in the chapter before, this is all part of the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus has been talking about the goodness of God reflected in the beautiful variety of flowers that exist, in the birds, in nature, all of that kind of thing. And so we look for God's goodness in even the smallest details of our day. Christy and I took Christy's mum and dad and our three kids down to Ricketts Point last Sunday afternoon. It was a beautiful day, blue sky, sunshine, the bay looked stunning. We packed a picnic and a flask of tea and some orange juice, and pretty simple. We just went there, found a table right next to the ocean, and sat there and had a really nice time together. People were walking past. Everyone was smiling and saying hello. Have you noticed that people are so much nicer during lockdown? And then this guy came along with his little puppy dog, and the girls and I were sitting on a log right next door to where the dog was. And this dog just took a running jump and leapt up onto my lap. I'm sure the dog just wanted to give me a big hug. We'd never met before, but it's like meeting an old friend for the first time. And the elderly guy who was walking along, I think he was an Italian guy, and he just roared with laughter watching his dog. He said, "My dog never does this," you know. And it was just beautiful. The whole afternoon was stunning. Stunning weather. The bay was still looked like a mirror. There was joy in people, even though we're going through a difficult time at the moment. And in all of that, we saw a beautiful reflection of the goodness of God all around us. You know, about 1600 years ago, St. Patrick, who was the guy who brought the gospel to Ireland, he penned a wonderful prayer that's known as the Morning Prayer. And it talks about starting your day and going throughout every day with a consciousness that God is all around you in all of the details of the day, and that His love and goodness are with you. The prayer goes as follows: I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of the sun, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of the wind, depth of the sea, stability of the earth, firmness of the rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's hosts to save me, afar and anear, alone or in a multitude. Christ, shield me today against wounding. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ in the heart of everyone who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me, Christ in the eye that sees me, Christ in the ear that hears me. I rise today through the mighty strength of the Lord of creation. What amazing words! God is good to all. God is around us, in us, and working through us. Now, there's a man, St. Patrick, who knew what it was to live with the expectation of good, even in the darkest and most difficult times of life. He knew the Lord is good to all. All good things in our lives ultimately come from God. Let's have a look at our next verses, James chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. And James here starts with the words, "Don't be deceived." These are only found three times in the New Testament. And whenever we see these words, "don't be deceived" or "do not be deceived," they always precede a truth which is particularly important. And so James is saying here, don't be deceived. What I'm about to write, what I'm about to say to you is so very important. Please don't miss this, and don't be deceived into thinking that this is not true. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. So the heavenly lights here, talking about the sun, the moon, the stars, the light that comes onto the earth that creates shadows. Now we know that through the day, if you go outside and it's sunny, or even at night when there's a big bright moon, there's shadows. And those shadows are constantly shifting and changing through the day or through the night. But here James says God's not like that. God doesn't change like shifting shadows. And we mustn't be deceived about this. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, from God, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, and He never changes. Isn't that wonderful news? When you get up in the morning to pray, you don't have to worry, did God get out of the wrong side of bed? Is he a bit ticked with the Middle East at the moment? All of those sort of things. No, no, no. God is always and only ever good. And that's a solid foundation for us to live our lives by. The Lord is good to all. And even bad things in our lives, God will turn around for good for those who love him. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So let's finish where we started. Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And then look at verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say what? Well, let them say that first verse. Let us give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And his love endures forever. His mercy endures forever. What is the confession of my mouth? My confession is, the Lord is good. I am redeemed by him, and I'm going to declare, the Lord is good. The NIV says, let the redeemed tell their story. Let's tell stories of the goodness and the grace of God. And let's make sure that our foundation for living is very, very solid on the fact that the Lord is good to all. And let's be just like him. Heavenly Father, I pray for your blessing upon everybody that is engaging with the sound of my voice right now. I pray, Father, that you will give to each of us by the power of your Spirit a revelation of your goodness. And as we go out into a brand new week, Lord God, that you will show us your goodness in big ways, but also let us not miss your goodness in the smallest details of life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. There might be some of you who have never experienced God's goodness, particularly in salvation, in forgiveness. And you can do that so very easily simply by coming to the Lord and just saying a very simple prayer. Say something like, God, I want to know you personally. And he will hear that honest prayer and he will respond to it. And if you want to make a decision like that, we'd love to help you. We have a pack of info on how to become a Christian that includes a Bible as well that we're more than happy to mail out to you. So our host is putting a link up right now. If you'd like to click on that, just fill out a brief form and you're going to have a chat with one of our leaders, and we'd love to post out that info and a Bible to you.